The tourism appeal of Eureka became a point of contention as the city council approved putting a 2% hotel bed tax increase to voters. At its June 7th meeting, a majority of the council approved placing a measure on the November election ballot to increase the city's transient occupancy tax, or TOT, from 10% to 12%. TOT is a per-room fee paid by hotel customers. An additional fee for the Tourism Business Improvement District is separate and is self-imposed by hotel owners. Further increasing the cost of hotel room stays is concerning to hotel operators. City Manager Miles Slattery said the 2% TOT hike will bring in $700,000 more annual revenue. But during a public comment period, numerous hotel managers said it could backfire, and some questioned the revenue estimate and Eureka's drawing power. Megan Natha, longtime operator of the Townhouse Motel, described Eureka as being on the slide.
Raising the TOT is not the solution to increasing revenue for the city. I've seen the city decline in many areas over the years, and the complaints from tourists is increasing more and more every year. Common complaints are the homeless and the city feeling unsafe and it's been too expensive with not enough to do. As it is, Eureka is already losing tourism business to cities like Arcata and Fortuna, who have a reputation of being more cleaner and have less problems with safety. These cities would be more attractive with a 10% TOT and thus making Eureka less attractive and more costly. It just doesn't make sense. The city needs to focus rather on cleaning up and growing the idea to be more attractive for tourists rather than trying to find ways to charge them more for tax. We still have a long ways to go before the city of Eureka is deserving of a 12% TOT.
Representing the Ramada Bayside Inn and Super 8 hotels, Alpesh Natha said cities with a lot more to do than Eureka have similar TOT rates and will further eclipse the city if there's a TOT increase.
Then you compare Eureka, where our population is barely 25,000 people, and we could probably count on two hands the things that we tell tourists to do when they come to the area. Raising TOT just makes us look less and less attractive by charging a premium tax for a subpar experience when gas prices are already one of the highest in the states. My humble request is that you think about this from the hotelier's perspective, where this will definitely be a decline in revenue, in our opinion, for all of us, including the city of Eureka.
But Councilmember Katie Moulton expressed disappointed in the downbeat portrayals of Eureka and said the extra TOT revenue could pay for making the city even better.
I am incredibly disappointed to hear people whose profession is rooted in getting people to come to Humboldt, to come to Eureka, to appreciate Eureka, and to stand here and call this experience subpar, to describe Eureka as mid, is to undervalue what we have. To put us up against some of the towns that are charging 5%, 3%, 2%, 1% hotel taxes is comparing us to non-tourist destinations. We are a tourist destination. We get tourists from all over the world. Like I mentioned earlier, I meet somebody at least once a month from a different country who is here to see our world-class destination at the Skywalk, which the Humboldt Lodging Alliance did help pay for, and we're very grateful for that. But there's a lot more potential that could be had. And I think that if we want to be providing a higher quality experience, we could be using this money to make Eureka cleaner, to make Eureka safer, to improve our public transportation, to improve our walkability, to improve our art and culture.
An even stronger tongue lash came from Mayor Kim Burgell. She said, quote, "I too, sitting up here this evening, felt very disappointed to hear people that should be supporting bringing people here talking so negatively about this beautiful city we live in." She added, quote, "Unfortunately, that is part of the problem, and so I would be remiss if I didn't mention that," It's very disappointing to hear that from people that allegedly want people to come here. The vote to put the TOT hike to voters was approved in a 3-2 vote, with council members Rene Contreras Deloach and Mario Fernandez voting against. They have concerns about raising TOT when inflation is pressuring the economy. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.